Okay. And what would, and a lot of, some apartment buildings have a man who does all the minor repair jobs. What would you call him?
Caretaker.
Anything else you might?
Manager. Janitor. Custodian. Those kinds of jobs.
Okay. And what would you call a large building where the residents own the building and share the expense and the maintenance?
Condominium.
Okay, any shortened terms of that that you're familiar with?
It's a new term, less period.
It's new all around. Never use the term condo?
Well, yeah, condo every now and then. That's right, condo. Some people say condom, but.
Yeah. Okay. All right, what kind of equipment is needed to take care of a yard and a garden that you.
A lawnmower, rake, hoe. Edger, whether it be manual or mechanical, clippers.
No, what do you mean by clippers?
What do you call them? For trimming your shrubbery clippers of some sort.
Okay, now you said lawnmower. Now, do you make a distinction between the type that you have to push or the type that you have that has a motor?
It's power mower. But we usually call them all of them lawnmowers.
Right.
Hey, but the one you do more work. The other one you do more work.
Okay, now you have a power mower and a lawnmower. What about the type that you ride on? Does that have a different designation?
Riding mower, but it's a riding mower, but it's still considered probably a lawnmower in most cases, but it's a riding mower.
All right, how about an electric one?
An electric mower.
You can call it electric. Okay.
Which is a pain in the neck. I had one. Painted the neck, tugging that wire around.
I don't know. I think my grandfather used to have one. End up wrapping around his house once or something. If you're not careful. Or running over the cord.
Cord, yeah. That's what you got to always be careful of, running over the cord.
Okay. What kind of tools would you use to prepare a garden and maintain a garden?
Primarily a hoe. That's HOE. What else? A spade, the shovels, that kind of thing.
Okay. What do you call those? Now they use they're like lawnmowers, except they got teeth that go down in the ground like this, and they're pop. You know, they got a like gasoline engine. And you sometimes see people use those for gardens.
Soil tilters or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Okay. Rotarears or something. I'm not sure. I need one. I need to dig up in the grass so I can plant some more.
Okay. Alright. How about, have you ever used one of those little tools with, it's got three prongs, it looks like that, in their hand, they're held in their
hand?
Yeah,
I have. I don't know what the hell they call them.
What would you refer to it?
I don't know. I have no real great idea. That's exactly how I would, if I wanted to get one from the store, it looks like that, in your hand. That's exactly what I would do.
How about the same size thing, only it's got like a spade blade on it.
That's what we would call it, just a scoop.
A scoop?
That's what I'd call it.
You know, just a real small shovel.
Shovel, right.
Okay. And you mentioned rakes, I think, earlier. Yep. What's the difference in time?
There's a heavy rake, there's an iron rake, and there's a brass rake. We used to call them, the iron rake.
Is that the one has a 90 degree with the
right
teeth in a row?
Exactly. That's what we used to call it, iron rake.
Iron rake. And you'd use it mainly for what?
For heavy trash, primarily weeding, heavy weeds, heavy leaves, anything that the little small rake could get to and do a good job of.
How about the one that looks like a fan? What would you call it?
That's the grass rake.
What might the grass rake be made out of? What have you seen those made out of?
I've seen them made out of steel, wood, or bamboo shoots or something like that. Those primarily are the two I've seen them made out of.